And as we all know, Halloween coming up in just a couple of weeks. It's right around the corner. And, of course, with Halloween, candy. Of course.
Lots of it.
Lots of chewy candy. And we all know that you eat too much candy. What does that result in? Tooth decay, cavities.
Dental work.
One of the things that we talked about a little earlier was our commitment to local coverage, bringing you, we have a locally produced program called Take Care, hosted by Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. And they recently spoke with Dr. Thomas Salinas. He's a professor of dentistry at the Mayo Clinic. We talk about how cavities occur and how to prevent them.
What is it about sugar that causes cavities?
Well, sugar, as you mentioned, is present in various forms that are fortified into many different foods. It makes them tasty. It makes us all have a desire to consume these. Sugar is by itself probably the easiest fermentable type substance. What does that mean? It means it's easily broken down first in the mouth, typically by bacteria that normally reside in the mouth. And it breaks down sugar and lots of different types of sugars into ultimately acids. And acids create a problem, particularly for the teeth, in that they can decalcify or demineralize and take away its structural content, creating dental decay.
Are you better off eating a large quantity of candy all at once? Because if it's going to demineralize, it's going to happen all at once versus a little piece here and then come back half an hour later, a little piece there, and an hour later, another piece.
There are various things that need to happen for that to occur as far as dental decay is concerned. Number one, the sugar does need to be present, and typically bacteria need to be present. A tooth surface that is susceptible, of course, and time. And regardless of how those are aligned, typically dental decay will occur under the right conditions. Everybody has a different response to it. Some people have in their genetic makeup more resistance to warding off cavities than others. We see that in our general population. But the idea of keeping good oral hygiene, I think, is maybe underscored here.
So what you're saying is in any situation when we're consuming sugar, whether it's natural or man-made sugars, a smart preventive approach would be to follow it up with a toothpaste chaser. Brush your teeth afterwards.
That's at the minimum. That's what we would like to suggest. I think a lot of other ideas on some folks that are prone to dental decay also takes a precedence. For instance, those that have a dry mouth may not have enough saliva. Not everybody has the capacity to buffer acids. Okay, so when acids are produced in a certain environment, the body, in this case saliva, will tend to lessen its effect. And everybody has a different buffering capacity, so to speak. So saliva is a very important part of this process. And patients that have a dry mouth are particularly susceptible to developing caries or dental decay, as it's known.
So are there any things we can do outside of brushing and flossing that may minimize the damage of consuming sugar?
Yeah, absolutely. So lots of things that can be used, but I think the biggest things are topical fluorides, some of the chewing gum that's fortified with xylitol. Xylitol is one of these sweetening agents that by itself actually has an antibacterial or an anti-cariogenic effect. It wards off the process of dental decay and prescription mouth rinses, certainly.
Dr. Thomas Salinas of the Mayo Clinic speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. You can hear more of this interview on Take Care, WRVO's health and wellness show, Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.